Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Take on the challenge solo, or you can find a competitive friend to play with. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 1960s, elemental songs, and Who's Talking? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll go through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 1960s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Here we go. Question 1. Which 1968 single by the Beatles held the number 1 spot in the USA for 9 weeks straight? Question 2. What fictional band had a hit in 1969 with Sugar Sugar? Question 3. What unique record was made when Otis Redding's 1968 hit Sitting on the Dock of the Bay became number 1 in 1968? Question 4. A major hit from 1964 was the Animals song titled The House of What? Question 5. Frankie Valli is a part of which group, known for their 60s hits like Sherry and Big Girls Don't Cry? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is elemental songs. You're going to receive clues about 5 hit songs or albums, all of which mention an element from the periodic table in their title. Think helium or lead, for example. Your job is to correctly guess the song or album title, with 1 point for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. A 1992 single from Nirvana, also the name of a mood stabilizing medication. Question 7. A 2008 hit by Sam Sparrow that has received live covers from both Adele and Katy Perry. Question 8. A 2011 collaboration between David Guetta and Sia that has been streamed over 2 billion times. Question 9. Live's 1994 album that sold over 10 million copies and included hits like I Alone and Lightning Crashes. Question 10. A 2013 single from Demi Lovato, also something that you might see on a storefront. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round three is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person speaking. Listen carefully for little clues and hints. Here we go. Question 11.
I can't explain what made me know that I wanted to do this, but I think it had a lot to do with the fact that my mother was a professional singer. Well, right now I'm recording my second album, and I'm definitely exploring other areas within myself and other types of music.
Question 12.
One thing was I was undergoing two divorces at the same time, which can be rather traumatic by itself. And then I was in bankruptcy. All my property had been confiscated, and there was a lot of money and a lot of property, millions of dollars. And that was rough, leaving me penniless. And then I was really having quite a political upheaval with Motown at the time, and we weren't getting on at all.
Question 13.
You're saying that we make up the stories? I spend half my time denying stories and writing the wrongs that you all think are rights. I mean, that kind of attitude, I just don't get. And if that's a reflection of what the book's about, then go buy a Jackie Collins novel.
Question 14.
The great thing about the individual records for all of us is the fact that people get to see us in our own solo light. Yeah. And that's another reason why we decided to take a break from Destiny's Child, to give Destiny's Child's name a break, is because we were out for 4 to 5 years straight. They know this.
Yeah.
So it was like giving their eyes a break from Destiny's Child and giving everybody a chance to miss the sound and the look of Destiny's Child.
Question 15.
I was worried though, because everyone was like, dude, they're the best live band in the world. You got to go on right after them. And then we meet the drummer and everyone's like, dude, he's the best drummer in the world. So our drummer Taylor's just going, oh my God, how can we go on after this band? And you know, but the people are genuinely excited to see every band. So it's just like, you know.
That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round one, our hits of the 1960s. Question 1. Hey Jude. Its run at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 would not be beaten until 1977 by Debbie Boone. Question 2. The Archies, which were based on characters from Archie comics and performed by session musicians. Question 3. It was the first posthumous number 1 hit. The single gained traction after Redding died in late 1967. Question 4. The House of the Rising Sun. It was based on a centuries-old folk song. Question 5. The Four Seasons is the group with Frankie Valli. Continuing on to round 2, Elemental Songs. We were looking for songs or albums that all mentioned an element in their title somewhere. Here are the answers. Question 6. Lithium by Nirvana. Question 7. Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow. Question 8. Titanium by David Guetta and Sia. Question 9. Throwing Copper by Live. Question 10. Neon Lights by Demi Lovato. For our final round today, you are looking to identify the music star who was speaking in our audio clues. Here are the answers. Question 11. Mariah Carey discussing her interest in music and planning her second album. Question 12. Marvin Gaye explaining why he left the USA in the early 80s. Question 13. Kylie Minogue refuting claims in an unauthorized biography released in the 90s. Question 14. Kelly Rowland discussing the solo albums of each Destiny's Child member. Question 15. Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters discussing touring as part of a festival lineup. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support us by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and then enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.